Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Debbie King and she is with the Avoca Museum. Good morning to you, Debbie.
Good morning.
Now, one of the things we have to say right off the top is there are a couple of museums in Avoca or near Avoca. And we're talking about the one that's titled Sweet Vale of Avoca. Where is it located?
It's located on Elm Street, 504 North Elm Street.
So basically right downtown.
Yes.
Okay. And I've been hearing really good things, Debbie. So let's talk about some of the things. When you come to the museum, what should we expect to see?
Okay. Well, I'm prejudiced for my museum.
Of course, you should be.
And I'm a newbie to Iowa. And I moved into a home that I didn't know had been a former funeral home since the 1900s. So I wanted to know more about my house because I didn't even know it was a funeral home when I first moved in here. So I went down to the Sweet Vale of Avoca Museum, and they have a huge reference area so I could find out the history of my home. But this little small powerhouse place, I don't even like calling it a museum.
Uh-huh.
I like calling it a visual trek through time, because you are physically transformed into another time.
That's a wonderful description, Debbie, and because you say museum and people go, oh, I don't want to go see that old stuff.
And we have stuff for all ages. One of our prize things is we have the largest collection of Dr. Schultz animals. He has been a hunter for many years. And where in Iowa can you find, especially in Avoca, Iowa, where can you find a walrus? Well, I know, in our museum.
And is there a big bear also?
There's a polar bear, there's a brown bear, and one of the things that stands out a lot is we have a musk ox.
Oh, that's big.
It's on a display with an Arctic wolf, and they're staged in combat.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's very, and there's a beautiful mural behind it. It's a main focal piece.
I'm guessing those are favorites of the children who come to visit.
Yeah, everybody wants to have their picture in front of the bears.
Yeah. And now, so guess where we are? And people would not guess that we're in Avoca.
You know, I was giving a tour to a sixth grade class. I didn't even know we had a walrus until a little boy came up with his camera, and he said, "Look at my selfie." And he had this walrus. And I go, "Where did you get that taken?" He goes, "Just now, down there." So I'm seeing something new every day when I'm in there. So, and for what we have for men is we have a huge military section. Huge for us. Maybe not for the Smithsonian, but for us, it's our Smithsonian.
And what eras does that cover? I mean, are you starting before the Civil War?
Civil War on up to present.
Okay.
And we also have a 1925 Chevy. And there's the men of our historical society found an old fire truck, and it was when they were doing restitution to the fire station, and the fire station didn't want it. They thought it was just junk. Well, it's in restoration right now, and it has been in parades and won awards and that. It's a 1938 Chevy fire truck. I love it. Right now, the museum's trying to raise money so we can display it at the museum. Because right now it's just used for parade and for a farmer's market, but it's in my garage.
You must have a big garage.
I have seven garages at my house.
I think you're a collector, Debbie.
And then rabbits can't wait till it moves away, because if they don't get up, I go down there and there's a handbell and there's a siren. So they, but I love the fire truck. It just.
So now when you're telling me you have all of these things, I mean, you started out with some things that were smaller. Now we're moving on to cars and fire trucks. This is a pretty big museum. I mean, you must have a lot of space.
We need more space.
Yes.
But what, you know what? It's amazing how our curators have situated things to make a smaller space not feel small and has a lot of things in it. We also have a lot of farming history. We also have a collection of wedding dresses throughout the years. We have Johnny Carson lived here when he was a child. We have his autograph and some other things of his, a mug. And Richard Bamer from West Side Story, he grew up in Avoca, and which he's been in West Side Story and a bunch of other movies. He also is now a painter and a sculptor and a novelist. And we hope that our 150th birthday is coming up in 2019. We hope that he'll come back and, you know, see his old childhood home. It would be very nice. So, Richard, or anybody that knows him, give me a call. We can make it happen.
That's great. We're visiting with Debbie King about the Avoca Museum. Now, it's called the Sweet Vale of Avoca. Why is that?
Because it's where the two Nishna rivers meet.
Okay, great.
And what I was told, and I'm not saying putting this in stone in that, I was told that when first the railroad was supposed to go to Newtown, but then some high executive in the railroad came to Avoca, and his wife said when she got out of the train, she said, "This looks like Sweet Vale of Avoca in Ireland."
Oh,
and so
interesting.
That's how Avoca got the name.
Well, it's a very romantic story. Let's stick with it.
I hope it's true.
Yes, right, whether it's true or not. Now, when is the museum open?
Okay, from Labor Day to Memorial Day, it's only open on the third Sunday of the month, and that's when we have our special programs. And on March 19th, we're going to have Master Gardener Jen, and you say her name.
Kinkle.
Kinkle, and she's going to do a presentation of the how-tos of container gardening. And we are so happy that we have her coming to do our programs. And for those that have Walnut Communications, we film the programs, and later on, they're on the Walnut channel.
So you can, if you can't come on that Sunday, well, you can still take a look at it.
Yes.
So fun, and you know, that's the program, the container gardening, so timely to get people really in the mood of what we're going to be doing for spring. And I know Jan has had lots of experience in terms of plants, so I know she'll do a great job. But it's good to know you try to do that every during the winter, every third Sunday?
Yes.
All right.
We try to do it year-round.
Okay.
Now, April, we're still kind of iffy because that's Easter.
Uh-huh.
So we might not have one in April, but we have a lot of them that are coming up that are very good. We just had one in Farming and Living in the Ukraine by Clark McGrath.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. I learned so much.
And so is there a fee to get into the museum?
Our museum is a free will donation.
Okay. And after Memorial Day, between Memorial Day and Labor Day, during the summertime, basically, when are you open?
Okay. We have our grand opening on Memorial Day.
Okay.
And we want to invite everybody down because we give out free ice cream sundaes.
Ooh, I'll be there.
And usually it's warm, and you'll love ice cream sundaes, and we have all sorts of toppings you can put on them and that. From then on, we're open every Saturday and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
But if you can't make it during those times, you can always call the museum, and one of us, and we're all volunteers, will be more than happy to come and give you a private
okay.
tour.
We've been talking to Debbie King, who is with actually the past president, but very involved.
Well, I'm not a past president.
Oh, okay. But you are a key volunteer. How's that? For the Sweet Vale of Avoca Museum, and inviting you to go and check that out right now on the third Sundays and then later on more days. So we want to thank you very much, Debbie King, for visiting with us today and helping us learn more about your museum. Until next time, here's a thought. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending.